Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Well, just when you thought interest rates were going higher, they surprised you. This year, yields have actually fallen. Joining me on the program is Rick Santelli. And Rick, you're down there in the pits every single day. Tell me what traders are thinking, because we've certainly seen bond yields back off that 3% level that we saw earlier. What are they thinking today?
You know, they're thinking something a whole lot different than they thought they would be thinking around Christmas time of last year, when the conventional wisdom was that we're going to continue to see interest rates move up. As a matter of fact, Jim, if you look at the New Year's Eve half session closing yield for a 10-year note, it was at 3.03, which was the high watermark for the cycle. It had precipitously dropped for most of the young 2014, and the low yield close was February 3rd, right around 2.58 for that 10-year note. Now, here's the key. Why did yields move down? We obviously see that even though budget deficits may be getting smaller, they exist. And as long as a budget deficit exists, the national debt continues to climb. So debt still well over 17 on its way to 18 trillion. We know that the debt ceiling, the clean CR, was voted on by both the House and the Senate recently. We know that establishment politics seems to be finding a lot of agreement in an election year with the first budget as well, but the dynamic moving yields lower isn't about all of those issues. It's about the stock market. The stock market and the emerging markets about a week and a half ago were very jittery. We saw that for most of 2014, right out of the chute, it was a weaker stock market other than the last week or so. And the variable is this. If the stock market is the only game in town, which has really been the byline for the last several years, what happens when investors don't want to play the only game in town? It makes another game very popular, and that's Treasury. So even though the fundamentals in some ways augur for higher rates, the natural hedge for a dropping or nervous stock investor are buying Treasuries. And that dynamic was alive and well for most of 2014. We did see a bit of a bounce in yields, but it seemed to stop at a very psychological and technical point, which was 2.75.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.